Greetings, true believers, and welcome to another edition of the Big Brother Happy Hour. My name is Jordan Parhar, and I'm the host of this podcast in which we discuss Big Brother 17 each and every week with a different Big Brother Canada or Big Brother US house guest. This week, I am joined by somebody who is amazing. She is also a Montreal Canadiens fan. She's also a former super fan turned house guest. She is the victim of a triple eviction, and she once said that my butt was a bright red juicy apple that she wanted to take a bite out of. It's Willow McDonald, ladies and gentlemen. Willow, welcome to the show.
Hi, guys! Oh, Jordan, it's so good to see you. Let me see that butt. Let's give them a taste. Give the people what they want.
Well, I have all this equipment set up around me, so if I were to get up, it would probably knock it all over, and I don't really know if that's really what people want to see, but it is International Beer Day today, so I have a beer here. It is the Big Brother Happy Hour on this show.
Cheers, guys!
Cheers! Cheers to everybody out there on International Beer Day. So, hey, maybe at the end of this show, I'll be a little drunk, and maybe I'll change my mind. Maybe you will see me turn around and show you guys my butt.
So yes.
We'll see. Very excited. Willow, let's talk about this Big Brother 17 here. First off, what do you think about this season? Who are you liking? Where does this season rank for you in terms of the most recent seasons of Big Brother US? You liking it? You not liking it? What's your take?
I'm loving it. I really am. And, you know, I think even if I didn't just play the game, I would love it because of the characters. I love, this is a great cast. Usually, like, I have my favorites or, like, top five. Everyone is awesome. And I truly mean that. And they, like, have their own, like, kind of quirky, special things of themselves. I love, like, casting, you nailed it on the head this year. Like, I love every single, like, you know what I mean? There's not one person where, like, why are they in this house? Right? Like I'm really, really happy with the cast. You know, I was kind of upset with Battle of the Pluck coming back, but now it's gone. So we're okay. And I didn't know how I felt about the twist, the takeover twist every week, but you know, it only lasted for like 4 weeks. So we're okay with that too. But no, it's a great season. Honestly, one of my top, like it's definitely in the top. I want to say, let's go with the top six. I think it would make top six.
Overall or just overall.
Overall.
Wow. High praise.
Yeah. Obviously, season three is my favorite. Daniel Reyes, love you. But it's really, really good. I'm like, I love these people. Like, this is like, I'm really invested in here.
Yeah, it's a really good season so far. I'm really excited. And we've had, last season was kind of a dud, to be honest. You know, I like the cast overall. I like some of those guys on Big Brother 16, but for whatever reason, just wasn't that exciting because we had the Bomb Squad Detonators faction of the house kind of run the show. And right, this season, it seems like we've already had a lot more of, we've had this rise of the Sixth Sense Alliance. And now with this last week, Clay gets evicted. They've faced some adversity. And now it looks like we have two sides of the house. They're going to war and it's going to be a lot of fun. So if you're new to this show, how we do these things here on the Big Brother Happy Hour is we review what happened this past week on the show, the television show. And then afterwards we get into the live feeds. We talk about spoilers and what happened. So last night, Clay Honeycutt, great man, football player, Zach, the American Zach Olenek, is evicted by a vote of 9-0. Before we get into that, we have James winning this HOH this week. Willow, do you think that James made the right move this week, taking a shot, going for blood after Clay and Shelley and going against his word when he made that deal?
Absolutely. You know, and I love that he even, like, you know, kind of just gave that to Shelley. Like, what, he could have just said no, Shelley, and, you know, and just kept hanging on. And he knew he was okay, but he just, you know, kind of just gave her what she wanted and was like, yeah, sure, you're fine. I love that. And I love that he's not afraid to, you know, that's what Big Brother is. You have to be ruthless. You know, the people who win are the people that are willing to do whatever it takes. And James is showing that. He's playing a wonderful game. And again, the people who are underrated and people who are like you least expected go so far. And James is one of those players. And he knows that and he's playing off that. So, and of course, you look obviously like, who are threats? Okay, pairs. So, okay, yeah, we can go with the twins, obvious ones. But he goes with Shelley and Clay, which is, you know, a great move, right? They're not going to vote each other out. They're clearly running this house in a power alliance, just voted out all of his friends. So I think he made a perfect move. Like he put in the, and not even trying to backdoor or trying to make this big play. Both of you go up, at least one of you are going home. I love it. You know, I hate when people are like, yeah, I'm going to go after these two, and they try to put one up and then they risk the other. Put them both up. At least you know that your plan, like one of them's going home for sure.
James says he loves to get blood all over himself. He wears it like war paint. And that's exactly what he did this week. And yeah, I think that I agree with you, Willow. I think that he was in a spot where he could have got a little fancy and thought, ah, okay, I'll put up two pawns and then backdoor one of them. But at the end of the day, if that is who you are indeed going after, you're going to piss off whoever's staying anyway. And you might as well not create more enemies by putting up pawns on the block and just go head on and get rid of your two your one of the two targets that you have for the week. Now, the week before, we saw Vanessa go after Jason via the back door. And this is kind of what I feel like hurt the Sixth Sense this past week, in that everybody realized initially they thought, okay, well, Austin is the target. He's the one we all want to go home. And Craig, what do you think about this other side, this downstairs crew, the After Dark crew per se, is what their alliance has been called, but it's been dwindled down. And they didn't really realize that this Sixth Sense was a thing until Austin stayed and Jason went instead. Do you think that at the end of this season, Willow, we're going to look back here and realize, hey, Jason going home and Vanessa sending him home instead of Austin is what really screwed over the Sixth Sense alliance?
I think, well, them sending Jason home was kind of like drawing, you know, the line in the sand, was then officially like, we are working together. The rest of you are just on the outside. So when they did that, they kind of, but to be fair, when you're in a power alliance, you can do that. So I, you know, I understand what Vanessa did, but I think it's going to hurt. Obviously it's going to hurt them, because now like they know exactly like, okay, this side's going after this side's going after, right? Like the lines are drawn. So probably, yeah, down the road, they're going to be like, should we have gotten rid of Austin? But they were going to start going after each other anyway. Do I think Jason should have went home? No, absolutely not. Like, go after people again that are going to put you up and go after you first. And I think that Vanessa, for her own self as an individual game, Jason wasn't the guy to go for, right? You know, and Austin is playing obviously with love and emotion and himself. So, you know, she should have done that. But I think definitely, absolutely, her sending home Jason was the defining moment of, we are the Sixth Sense. Hello, come at us. When they might have could have got away with maybe a week or two of still like, are they aligned? Are they not? So, but I mean, it's sole HOH now. So it's Big Brother. You have to send people home. I'm not in there, so I can't. I try not to, like, you know, I made some mistakes, yeah. You made some mistakes, right? But honestly, like, Vanessa, if you go home this week, like, this, I think she's going to say this moment that with Jason and everything, it's going to be the, obviously, for the whole alliance as itself and herself as well.
Yeah, the thing that's really hard about Big Brother is you want to try and be good with everybody. And sometimes you do that. Like Vanessa has been doing this little dance where she's kind of like, I don't know what I want to do. That's kind of what she did with her HOH. And she's like, do I go after Austin? Do I go after Jason? I don't want to do. I kind of want to have the best of both worlds. I want to have my cake and eat it too. And she ultimately settles on Jason. And then it didn't really go so well. For her, it worked out fine because she wasn't the one who went home this past week. And what do you think about this idea that James, he in hindsight, he probably should have gone after a Vanessa and an Austin or something like that, because really it was Vanessa has been not really running the house, but she's been probably arguably the strongest player this season. Do you think that the fact that Vanessa was able to completely avoid nomination last week just shows how good of a player she is, Willow? And do you think that she has Derek Lavasser potential, or am I off here?
No, I think she is a very intelligent player. I mean, we're watching her. She studied theory like at Duke. Like I love Vanessa. I'm team Vanessa. I just want her on the other side. You know, the power, we know power line, Vanessa, we know power alliances aren't the way to go. Like, I know that. do I think that people seeing Vanessa, she's a smart, because she doesn't really have a second, right? So when you look at people like Clay, you're like, well, he is Shelley. Okay. Austin has Liz, and then Liz has Julia, right? So like pairs. But when you're like, well, who does Vanessa have? one person isn't a threat to people for some reason in Big Brother. Usually, not yet. But if you, once you have a pair, right? I'm going to say, for instance, like Kevin. Kevin became even more of a threat once he got Peely on his side because it's another number. They're going to vote how you want. They'll never vote you out. They're going to be loyal. So I think Vanessa's being very smart here where she's kind of like, she's in with these people, but she doesn't have like that second person. And for her to stay off that block, she literally sent Jason home. She lied to the whole house. She just was like, yeah, he puts Jason up.
Yeah.
And guess what? You're not going up. You weren't even the plan to get backdoored. That's amazing.
Yeah. And like you even saw Jackie last night and she was saying, oh, well, Vanessa's saying this to me, but she said the same thing last week. But then everyone in the HOH is just saying, oh, I guess I could trust her. I mean, it's Vanessa. I mean, isn't that nuts, Willow?
It's crazy. I don't know how she does it. Vanessa, teach me your ways. It's yeah.
Crazy.
She's got those kind eyes or something. I don't know.
So we had this POV comp this week. So James puts up, he wants to get this war paint on. He wears it. He wants the blood. He loves blood. And so Shelly and Clay go on the block and they have this power veto competition. It's the Yankee swap competition. And ultimately James wins the head of household for the week. Now Shelly got this punishment in which she had to do these Roman battles or whatever the hell it was 2,400 times, reminiscent of Brittany Martinez in Big Brother 16 when she had to play do the soccer challenge in which she had to score all those goals. Now, Willow, what was going to happen if Shelly didn't participate? Ultimately, worked out for Shelly. She stayed this week, but do you think it was a bit of a risky move playing to complete that competition or to complete that task, I guess I should say, because had Shelly not done that, she would have been punished. She would have received a punishment of not being able to compete in this week's power veto competition. And therefore people would have been less threatened by her over Clay. Now the James faction, the After Dark crew downstairs, people of the house, they were really pushing for initially for Shelly to go. And instead, we saw Clay go home, and so it worked out okay for them. But do you think that? What do you think about that idea that Shelly went for it? She did the task anyway, just so because now I guess really the risk worked. She's going to play in this week's power veto competition, potentially if she is nominated, and we'll get into that in the live feeds and all that stuff. But do you think that that's a good move her going for, or do you agree with me in thinking that it was kind of stupid of her to do that because she wants to be seen as less threatening moving forward in the house compared to Clay?
Well, now, Jordan, I know you love to throw things sometimes.
I do.
I don't. But to be honest, now we're at jury. Sole HOHs. She is a target, right? Pretty much now everybody is a target, but maybe like three. You need to win things. So her going for it, Shelly, you're a beast. You're awesome. She needs to play for that, right? Like, no, like, looking weak now doesn't really help you, to be honest. You need to start winning things, especially when you get to jury. It's like something clicks in the host guest and it's like game on. Anybody that was like trying to lay low or sit back, they're even starting to progress and kind of being like, no, Shelly needed to go for it. She needs to play for this veto. Like her each week, she's going to need to fight. Absolutely. She's a threat. Even with Oakley, that girl, she wins comps. She's athletic. She's a beast. She's smart. No, like Shelly needed to go for that. It was not, don't listen to Jordan, Shelly.
Well, clearly Shelly is much better at the game than I am because she's doing a fantastic job, even though this past week wasn't so great for her, but she hasn't been throwing competitions and it's been working out well for her. Mm-hmm. So the Willow McDonald philosophy is much better in this case than the Jordan Parhar philosophy. Now, if you were in that house, Willow, right now, would Shelly be your number one target? Do you think that she's somebody who's going to be public enemy number one moving forward? Or do you think now that Clay's gone, she's going to be able to go back into the shadows and not be perceived as big of a threat as she was initially?
It depends who she kind of like latches onto, right? It depends who she can like kind of, you know, get on her side. And, you know, honestly, Meg and James and Jackie need her number. So if she can get over with those guys and start taking down this Sixth Sense. It's in the Sixth Sense and I like to call it the love triangle, the twins and Austin.
Yes.
Yeah. Lover's paradise over there. Then Shelly should go, like, she should be smart and go, okay, like I need to switch sides. Like this is, you know, and that's what I'm hoping for Vanessa too. Like this is where the turning you know, you need to either now or you're nobody's going to let you come over pretty much. Right. Because they don't need your numbers or it's just we're too far down the line now. So I hope that Shelly goes over one because I love Meg. I love James. I love Jackie. I love the underdogs. And I hope she goes over to there. But if I was in the house with her, I would try to work with her. This girl can win comps. She's obviously going to go before me. So I'd be like, yeah, Shelly, you're my girl.
No, absolutely. And I think that's probably why Vanessa pushed so hard to keep her. She had all of these operations and these fights planned and fake fights and all this crap to try and convince people to keep Shelly, which kind of hurt her game a little bit. But in the long run, Shelly is probably still going to be viewed as a really big threat because, like you mentioned, she's a beast in these comps and she's proven she's a very good player. Arguably, if it's not Vanessa, I would probably say Shelly is the best player so far this season.
Yes. Yep. Close with James.
Yeah, I guess James, Johnny Max up there too. There's no real. It's an interesting season because
that's what I mean. Like,
yeah, it's not like this is a. It's not like we're at the Kentucky Derby and there's one horse that's just way ahead of the pack that's just blowing everyone away. It's a very tight and even race. And that's what's going to make things very interesting here because now we're into the jury phase of the game. And now we'll see if some people are going to really start turning it on because we don't really know who's going to win. That's the beauty of the season. Last year at this time, we all knew it was going to be Derek who was going to walk away as the winner of the season. Even Big Brother 15, I think that it was clear Andy was playing the best game at this point and he was probably going to make it to the final three. This season, we're this far in the game. You and I could guess right now who the final three are. And we'd probably get them all wrong, Willow, don't you think?
Yeah. Yep. Absolutely.
Crazy.
Look at all of our top picks. Like half of them are gone.
Yeah, right? Exactly. Exactly. Like we did, Willow and I did a draft with the great Mertz Jaffer before the season. And Willow and I picked all these people and they're all gone because we had no.
I've lost one. You've lost two.
Okay, true. I've lost two. Sarah and I have lost all of ours. But the point is, even before the season, it was really hard to predict. Even now, super hard to predict because we could do another one of those drafts and I probably would still lose all my guys because it's been very unpredictable. But that's why it's been such a good season, is because we have no idea what's really going to happen going forward.
Expect the unexpected.
Okay. There's this other thing too that we saw on the Wednesday show, and it was the BB scandal. And it was like, Clay and Meg are hugging in the bathroom. And Meg is drunk, and she said, I can't wait to get you to NYC, baby, to Clay and all this stuff. And what do you think about all that, Willow? Did you think the show just blew that way out of proportion? Or do you think that there was actually, if Clay would have stayed, something could have potentially happened there?
I love Meg. Like, I love Meg. Like, I hope one day, Meg, that you want to get drunk with me and take me to NYC. No, I love her. I think Meg's playing a great game, a great social game. And she's like, again, she's not in everybody's like, you know, when they talk about threats or who to put up, she's staying like my girl's doing great. I love Meg. This whole scandal thing, again, I just played Big Brother. So now I look at this completely different. And I too was a victim of something that kind of production. I love production, but I was also part of something that, you know, was obviously blown out of proportion, made it into something it wasn't. And poor little Meg has no idea, like literally had, you know, a few beers. Giving, you know, in there, like, you guys have no idea, like, we haven't had touch or intimacy or anything, and people are lying to you, and it's horrible, and you just want to, like, hug or touch anybody. You'll hug, like, the fish tank. Like, it's, you know, and I watched the clip. I got people to send me, like, the live feed links, everything that they could, and it was blown out of proportion, 100%. I don't understand if they were making out or, like, you know, it was hot and heavy.
It wasn't even that. It was just the hug thing. And Clay just said, don't tell Shelly. Don't tell anyone about this.
He was saying, don't tell him because he's crying and she's crying. And he asked them to vote him out. Like, that's what he was implying. He wasn't saying, like, don't tell anybody that we hugged, because everybody hugs everybody in Big Brother. Right?
Yeah. So it's just,
you get evicted, you get hugged. Like,
exactly. If they made a showmance out of portrayed that on our season of that happening, Willow, you would have had, what, 15 showmances? Seriously.
Well, I'm already at 10, so they would have gave me, like, 15, right?
So great.
No, it's not a scandal. Anybody that's watching this, and it drives me nuts, like, Meg has no idea what's going on there. Like I said, it's a show people production. I love you, but they're just trying to make a show people. It was a hug. Okay.
Like, poor Meg.
She'll be fine.
It wasn't too bad. I felt it. But then again, on the eviction last night, though, what did you think of Clay when he said, oh, well, man, she's had showmances with everybody. And yeah, don't worry about that. And then he quickly backtracked when Julie's like, like she's making like, these big like, wow, shock
Clay? Julie yeah. Chan is amazing and I love you. Like, I love you, Julie Chan. She's like, Clay. And then he's like, can't wait to visit her.
Yeah. And then the audience is just like, ooh, ah. Oh, so great. So funny. Poor Clay.
Can we all just like, Clay, I love you. Like, I think you're a sweet guy. I got wrapped up in emotions too. I know what it's like to be in there. Like, no, like, but you self-evicted. You were the first house guest. BB history to self evict, technically, right? Like you literally. And then
I think technically, according to Peter Brown, the first person to technically self evict was yours truly, Willow. But but yeah. What do you think about that? So Clay,
I think he outdid you.
Yeah. So what do you think? So you really feel like Clay essentially quit the game with what he did there?
Well, when you say vote me out, don't vote her out, isn't that quitting? Like,
I mean, yeah, but at the same time, yeah, I guess he did.
Was he calling the dark Dr. Will speech? Remember when he said that?
Yeah.
Was he being a Dr. Will?
Yes. Yeah, that's what I was talking. I was talking about that on Rob Has a Podcast last night on the Thursday recap. If you guys want to check that out, robhasawebsite.com.
I will.
Yes. That's the only time I can think of somebody doing that. I guess the difference, though, is that no matter what, though, Clay was going to go home this week because Vanessa wanted to keep Shelly. So, yes, he did quit. But is it, Willow, is it really that egregious because he was going to go home anyway?
But, okay, this is what I've been trying to plot out, too. It's like, okay, Meg literally did not want to vote out Clay. We get it, Meg. Okay?
Yes.
And you have Jackie. I think Jackie's so smart. Jackie was like, yeah, I can vote out Shelly, okay? Then who else we got?
James couldn't vote, but yeah,
I think Becky would have voted Ocelli, right? How many did you need? Five?
Yeah, probably. Yeah, I guess she probably would have. So then it would have just been roping in Steve and Johnny Mac.
And honestly, Johnny Mac, I feel like he's been doing everything that Clay's been saying, you know, for the last few times.
Yeah, so it's interesting. Yeah, and if Clay would have campaigned to Vanessa, I think that he could have pitched her and said, hey, no, look, I'm still with the Sixth Sense, y'all, and I'll be with you. And then maybe it would have perhaps persuaded Vanessa to push harder to want to keep him around.
I believe that wanted to get rid of Shelly anyway. Which one, Julie? Yeah.
And Big Brother 17, please put subtitles and say or point an arrow and say who's Julia.
This is the other one.
It's impossible to tell now because I don't know. I mean, Davon mentioned earlier that one's Thickums and pointed out the difference. But when they're wearing clothes, you can't really tell the difference between the two.
And Austin seems to be on either or two. So I don't know. Usually it went with the one that like Austin's trying to fondle or like, you know.
Yeah, I guess that's the one tell. But when they're in the same room together, like last night when they're like, oh, my God, I really never even talked to Clay. I want to get rid of him. Like they had no idea who that was. I think that was Julia, but I'm not 100% sure. So, well, like how? That's the only way to really tell them apart, I guess, right? Willow is just the who's with Austin.
And that's what I've been doing, yes. And like, I hate to say it. Also, one is not fat, one is not skinnier. Just one.
No, not at all.
Not at all. They're smaller than me, but one is obviously the weight difference. So I can kind of, like, when they were doing the comp last night, I could kind of tell. And of course, once you tell that they're in different clothes, because they're not like Mary Kate and Ashley and trying to, like, you know, wear the same outfit. Thank you.
Oh, good old Full House.
Yeah. Liz and Julia, but I just honestly go with the one that Austin is literally trying to like make go with, or like I don't give mouth to mouth reciprocation. Like that's who I go with, and I hope that it's Liz. But I mean, he got confused a few times too, so I don't know.
So there was also on the episode last night, we saw the little package of Derek and Cody in at Derek's house. They're having the barbecue and the whole family's there. And it's like, yeah, it's a great time. All right.
Cody's having to take his shirt off.
Yeah, exactly. And there's this other guy shirtless. And there's, oh, my gosh, it's crazy. And
Derek, are all your barbecues like this?
Yeah, seriously, because you're making all my barbecues look bad if that's the case.
Yeah, we all keep our shirts on. Is it a Canadian thing?
I guess. I don't know. Maybe that's only an American thing. Yeah. If you guys want to tweet us and let us know if that's just an American thing that you just automatically take your shirts off, or maybe that's just an incredibly good looking model thing that you do. Perhaps, we don't know. But we saw at this barbecue, Derek and Cody are talking. It's the Hitmen reunion. And Derek and Cody, I think it was Cody who said that he believes that the Hitmen is one of the greatest alliances of all time. And that if they were in the BB17 house right now, they would be killing the game as they did last season. Willow, what do you think about that? Do you think that the Hitmen are one of the greatest alliances of all time? And if not, or if so, do you think that they will be dominating this season if they were both in there right now?
Okay. My own opinion, the Hitmen, I think Derek is one of the best players to play this game. Absolutely. He did not even get nominated with Battle of the Block. Like, that is, to me,
insane.
That is amazing. You know, no, like, real blood on his hands. Love the way that he played. And it was just so different, the way that he kind of, like, restructured the game. He kind of, like, flipped. I love it. And we needed that, right? Because it was just so consecutive. And
it refreshed
the game. We needed that.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know what Derek did is he made us super fans believe more. It, like, kind of, like, you know, it's like when you maybe, you know, see reindeer hoof prints on the roof or something.
Absolutely. It's the little kid magic feeling of, wow, there's somebody else who can be in this god tier of Dr. Will and Dan Gieseling.
Right, exactly. That's right, to be under that, because it takes a lot to be under that kind of column. But now, the Hitmen, if we can all remember last year for the Hitmen, I don't even think they got airtime for a very long while. Like, I don't even think I knew that Derek was in an alliance.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
We knew he was with Cody, but, like, I don't even think, like, CBS or the Diary Room let us know till, like, I don't know, episode 28. Right. Like, I'll have to go back.
I don't know who was that. Maybe
I'm being dramatic, obviously. I'm obviously being a Willow. I'm Willow dramatic, but I think that, yeah, like, the Hitmen is a great alliance, obviously. Cody, like, I wanted to play a loyal game too, which you did. You played for $50,000. Was that fun? Mm-hmm. It seems happy, so good for you. Like, that's great. I mean, but greatest alliance of all times?
Not in your top five.
I'm not going to give you a top five, boys. I'm sorry. And I'm really sorry. But, I mean, what do I know, right?
Whatever. Exactly.
I don't know.
Exactly. Yeah. So, whatever. It doesn't matter. But, yeah, I was just curious about what you thought about that. Because I saw that and Cody said that. And I was just like, well, you're talking about Derek. But I don't know. That's another conversation for another podcast. But I was curious about that. Now, they announced last night, Julie mentions that, again, no Big Brother takeover. Surprise, surprise. Looks like it's over, which is a little bit surprising.
Love to me.
It's ended this
that
early. I don't understand that. But then she mentions it's going to be a double eviction next week. Are you really excited for this double eviction or what? And also, too, there's this mention of somebody coming back into the game, Willow. When do you think one of these jury members is going to go back into the house?
Okay. So, a little super fan of me started to go last night and I started counting dates because this is the longest season, right? So
I believe so. 90 days.
So I've been trying to, you know, make sure the weeks line up because that's what I do. I did in the house too, try to figure out when the double, see if any triples will happen. And I was like, oh, maybe they don't need to do a double, but they are doing a double. So I truly believe that how the weeks work out and how many people are left, that one person does have to actually come back. Now, I don't know because again, They can.
No, I think it's confirmed because Julie said, just because you go to jury house does not mean you stay there. Some comment like that. So
she was like, just because you're in jury doesn't mean you're not part of the game or still.
Yeah. So
the game
I think there's got to be someone coming back. So.
But is that so easy? But is that, you know?
Yeah. Like, I don't know. But hypothetically, someone's coming back. Yeah. When are they coming back, Willow?
I'm gonna go with Final Six.
Final Six. Okay. Yeah. So that'll be interesting. I'm excited.
They love bringing back when it's like everybody's like literally like giving their soul and like everybody's like bloody and wounded and they're like, and you get to come back. And especially in Canadian version. But
oh
like,
yeah, we don't need to get into that, but I think
2 more weeks. Or maybe two or three more weeks.
Okay, yeah, I'm just excited because I think it'll be interesting and we'll get into the live feeds in a bit. But just depending on who goes home here in these next few weeks, if it's a big dog that goes home, we could easily see them go right back into the house and create some massive pandemonium and people might go insane and crazy. And
Can we get just like the maybe pre-jury?
Yeah, please. Can we just get Mama Day and Jason back in the house? Yeah. That would be great. I would really enjoy that. Oh, they're both those guys are great. I love them so much. Audrey, too. There's so many great. This is a great cast.
That's what I mean. Like, our top picks were before even, like, it was not.
Before Jerry, yeah. So, even Clay. I'd like to see Clay again. I mean, as much as not everybody loved Clelly because they were running the game, Clay's a really good game player. And I think that if he were to go back in there, he'd definitely do some damage for sure.
I wanted to see Clay play by himself, to be honest, because, like, I know what it's like. I'm an emotional player as well. Like, and when you find that, you know, with somebody and of course, like you want to be loyal and I get it. Like my emotions run high too. But if Shelly left, I think Clay would have turned it on and I think he could have gone really far. Right?
Yeah, I think so too. Absolutely. He definitely had the social skills and to go deep in the game. And I think that just people inherently liked Clay for whatever reason. He just seemed like a pretty nice dude. Now, this week it was a little different. When he got nominated, he got into some fights with James and told him to shut his mouth and stuff. And you saw that he said, this is BS. And you saw James say, oh, I'm not scared of you. I had big men yell at me when I was in jail for three years.
The twist was coming.
James was in jail. I guess maybe that had to do when he was in the military. And thank you, James, for your service. But man, James is a very small guy. That poor guy just had to go through jail. I couldn't imagine. In general, that would just suck. But James, a little dude like that,
and he's cute.
Very awful. Ugh. Anyway, okay, let's get into the live feeds here, Willow. So we're going to talk about some spoilers here. So if you do not want to hear what has happened, you can tune out of this episode now. You can join us again after the Sunday night episode. We're going to talk about who won the Head of Household Endurance competition last night. And we are also going to be talking about who has been nominated for eviction. So if you want to tune out now, we'll see you hopefully next week on the Big Brother Happy Hour, and definitely join us again on Sunday at this point of the podcast, and you can hear the rest of what Willow and I have to say and our thoughts on this. Okay, Willow, so you know who the head of household is, correct?
I do.
Okay, so Trainwreck Becky is your new HOH. What do you think about that, Willow?
I love Becky. Do you remember, Jordan, how I, in our merch,
very high on Becky early.
And Sarah was giving me crap for it. Well, Sarah Hanlon, winner of BB3, guess what? Trainwreck Becky, I'm on a leaderboard. That girl, I said that though. That competition is my favorite competition, and that's all I ever wanted to do. Love it.
Great comp.
And I knew that Shelly, Jackie, and the twins actually were like, well, Julia was surprising to me, but I knew that Becky was, because it's cardio. It's back and forth.
Oh, yeah, big cardio, so balance.
Cardio. So yeah, I knew a girl was going to pull this off. Congrats, because I think she's one of the first to ever do that.
It's usually big guys. Jeremy won this one. I believe Shane won this at Big Brother 14. So I thought Austin had this in the bag, and clearly he did not. So
good on Becky for doing so. Older than we give him credit for, or something. I find like his bones, like his body seizing.
Well, in fairness, I mean, as much as Austin went into the game very early on, he is saying that, oh, well, I'm old. I'm a former wrestler and my body's all broken down. His body probably actually is pretty broken down, because wrestling is not an easy on your body at all. So
he has a ton of injuries.
The guy's 32, I believe. So perhaps Austin he looks great and I'm sure he's in decent shape, but at the same time, when it comes time for these comps, being a big, huge 6'5" dude who has broken down a little bit probably isn't the best necessarily for succeeding in those comps. But to get into what happened last night. So Becky is the head of household, and she also won $5,000 and a never not pass, which, Willow, you got one of those too, which must be the greatest feeling in the world.
Oh, It's like the lottery.
Oh, winning the lottery, never having to eat slop ever again. So yeah. Becky got all three of those things, a great HOH to win. And so now she was talking last night to her crew. So once again, the Sixth Sense is not in power. And going into last week, Becky was a little bit skeptical. She was growing skeptical of Vanessa. She was catching on to what Vanessa was doing, in that Vanessa was kind of playing both sides of the house. And the way that Becky figured that out was that Becky had also been sort of playing both sides of the house. And now Becky really wants to target Vanessa this week. So her nominations as of prior to this recording, and I don't believe, so the veto hasn't happened or anything yet, but Shelly and Steve are your nominees this week. They are on the block. And the plan is for Becky to backdoor Vanessa this week, which is going to be a game changer. Willow, what do you think about this idea?
It's, you know...
Because before this, Becky didn't really, because, yeah, what do you think about this? Because you were somebody and you kind of did it by accident, but on your season of Big Brother, you kind of were always in a position where nobody was, you were always in the middle. You were in a good spot. Nobody really wanted to go after you until that triple eviction, which happened, and we don't need to get into that. But had you won an HOH, you would have probably gone higher on the target list if you would have gone after a Zach or a Bruno or somebody like that. Now, Becky's kind of in a similar sort of spot. She wins an HOH. Now she wants to take out a huge threat in Vanessa. Do you think this is going to be really detrimental to her game, as Bobby Hillad would say?
It could be. You know, the back door is, it's not foolproof. And we've seen Vanessa, she can win comps. Vanessa is a well-rounded player, social game, strategic, and she can win comps. And not just like, she can win, she's had a handful of comps as well. So for her, that she needs a really good veto draw. That's luck. So she needs luck on her side, right? She needs a really good veto draw. And then she obviously, you know, she needs to make sure that she has everybody on her side, right? So, but this is going to be interesting because Vanessa is good with words. So, you know, whoever wins that veto, and Vanessa's smart. Vanessa's already catching on. She's like, I think she's already having feelings. Like, I think I might be backdoored. I think I'm the target. She's putting in work. She's putting in words. She, you know, she's convincing. Like she should go in sales. Like she is like,
well, she is a pro poker player. She knows her stuff. She's good. She's very good. And I think that we were talking about this a little earlier was I asked you if Vanessa has Derek Levasseur upside, and if she manages to somehow escape this week, I think we can start being like, say to ourselves, okay, Vanessa is legit. She's an excellent game player. She's so good at Big Brother. If she can somehow survive this week, but I don't know. I think it's going to be really tough for her.
And now, so say that, you know, she wins veto.
Yes. Now that would be something.
You know, what does she do? And if I was her, I'd take off
Shelly. So
put her in front of me, and then you have her legion, and you have that, right?
That would be insane. That would be great TV. I would love to see that. I would love to see that.
And then, but then Becky, what do you do, right?
So what do you, what would you do if you're in that, if you're Becky in that situation? Vanessa wins power veto this week. She saves Shelly, which she probably would do because
Austin.
You put a Boston.
Even though I have him in my pool, but like Austin or one of the twins, like obviously, like if you look at the tightest group people, like you don't think that's real, like, or somebody who has a sibling in the house, like.
I feel like, what do you think about, I think that Liz would probably make the most sense because Liz is really tight with Austin and she's really tight as well with her sister, Julia. Yeah. So if Liz, who's in the middle connecting these three, if she's ripped apart, Julia has been open in saying she's not the biggest Austin fan. So I think they could kind of scatter. And I think that's really, I don't know if you agree or not, but I think that would that not be the goal of Becky's HOH to just make the Sixth Sense crumble? James started it. He got some cracks in there. And if she goes with her going forward with this plan, I think that it's going to be really, it could really blow up that entire alliance.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And we're going to find out, I guess. I just hope it doesn't backfire. And I hope she doesn't, you know, like I said, if something goes wrong and she throws up just a random pawn goes home or like a random kind of floater, if you will. Like, Becky, don't waste this HOH, girl. I've been voting for, I've been pulling for you.
Now that she's won it, she can't waste it.
She's committed. She can't pull out.
Yeah, she can't do this little Zach Olenek dance of like, oh, I want HOH, but I want to get out of threat, but I don't, and I don't
but
know.
My dad, so Bruno, won't let me.
Yeah, exactly. I think if it's probably Becky's best move. It's going to put some heat on her, but get rid of a big threat in this game, and that should be that will probably be the way to go. But the interesting thing would be is, yeah, I agree with you. If Vanessa wins this veto, she takes off Shelly, then what does she do then? And also, if she does manage to get rid of Vanessa, if Vanessa comes back in a few weeks and is out for blood and she wants to get rid of Becky and this entire side of the house, but super exciting. And before we get into the questions that we have, we're taking your questions live.
I have a question really quickly.
Yes.
Why was Becky telling Clay and Shelly all that stuff? Like was she just trying to make her, Becky, I love you.
No, yeah. Becky just has been playing both sides.
Smart. Like I get it too, but like,
yeah, a little unnecessary. I think.
Yeah. Feeding too much information.
Yeah. Cause I think that you already know if you're in that spot, if you're Becky, you know that Clay and Shelly are already going to go on the block. So does it really benefit you to tell them that information? But it was a very reckless of her for her doing so. But the other side never really found out. And the Jackie, James, Meg crew seemed to really trust Becky. So
but then she put up Shelly anyway. So I don't.
I'll ask her later. Yeah.
Final three.
I guess. Like, yeah. Oh. So I don't know. But yeah, I think that's what her mindset was. And yeah, probably just not the greatest move. So before we get into the questions, okay. So if you guys want to leave a comment on this YouTube video or tweet us using the hashtag RHAP, that would be great. And we will take those in a moment. But before that, there was a leak last night on the feeds, and I have not been able to confirm this. I don't think anybody really has been able to yet, Willow.
I got the leak too.
Leak of James with production talking about America's player. So James might be America's player this week. What do you think about that, Willow?
I'm excited. I love that. As a fan, as somebody the interaction and letting the fans play it and do that. I think that's, I love James. So, and I bet you as a player, that's just going to feed him and fuel him more. And that's what he needs. And he deserves it. Like he has done no wrong. Like there was never a week or a day where James, what are you doing? Like, when you get frustrated with your player, James, you have been 110% this whole way. So I'm excited for him. I'm happy for him. I want to be Candace player every day. That was my dream. I was get called to the DR and I'd be like, am I? They're like, go change batteries. I'm like, but no, I think that's awesome. And I love America's player and I love Team America. I love all that. That stuff I like. But Battle of the Block, no.
No, yeah.
That's just my opinion.
Yeah, and I think that America's player was something that really screwed over Eric Stein and Big Brother 8. But I think this case, I love Eric too, but I think he's my favorite, greatest of all time, my favorite. But I think that for James, if he is America's player for a week or whatever the twist is, and maybe this is the BB takeover being reincarnated, I don't think it would be too bad for his game because everything that James seems to want to do is on the same side. America's on his side. Everything that America loved him going after Clay and Shelly. America loves him being the underdog. So I think that it will be okay for his game and he might be able to get some extra money for his daughter, which is awesome. So I'm excited to see if indeed this is legit or if this is some very strange thing. I don't know, but I think it's gotta be legit, right?
Like, I heard it. It sounds.
Yeah, so that's got to be legit. So I'm excited to watch the Sunday show. Hopefully that comes in there. I'm just curious as to why Julie didn't really mention it at all on the eviction episode. But alas,
they're going to do a segment, I bet, on Sunday. So it's all, the timing.
Probably, yeah, something. We'll see. It should be good. I'm excited. Okay, so let's get into some of your questions here. So the first one, let's see here, comes from John Clark. And he says, hey, Willow. Is Steve your QT 3.14? I love watching you on the BB Can 3 live feeds.
Oh, John Clark, thank you.
So is Steve your QT pie per se this season? Is he your crush?
I do love Steve. I wish I saw more of him, to be honest. I do love the nerd. Like he's very intelligent, kind of like that awkward. But honestly, Johnny Mac is my QT pie for sure. And Meg. I'll take both
Meg,
of them.
And Meg, Meg all right.
So cute, but Johnny Mac, I'll take Johnny Mac's brother. So
Johnny Mac's brother got some airtime last week. Kind of cool. Yeah. Okay. Edward Morris wants to know, with all the backdoors and plans to backdoor, is it time to go to BB4 veto rules and have everybody play? Now, Willow, earlier you mentioned Big Brother 3 was your favorite season, and that was what the rules were back then, was that everybody played in the veto competition. What do you think about that twist?
How many people are we sitting at right now? 10?
Right now, great question. I think we're sitting with 11.
11,
right now.
11.
Yeah,
okay.
11, yeah.
I say you do it with 10.
With 10.
I say you do it with 10.
So 10 people play in the
veto. Yeah.
Play for veto. Think,
yeah, I like that. I like that a lot.
That would be fun. That would be really interesting.
Bring it back.
Yeah.
You know, and you know what else I want? I do want old school Big Brother. Like, I want, like, no twist, no nothing. Like, do you remember, like I said, season 3 is my favorite. Like, remember the HOH room? Like, the HOH room was, like, the size of the have-not room now. Like, bring it back. Bring old school. And it's just, like, where it's, like, literally, like, strategizing and talking.
Yes. Right? I love the old HOH rooms are great. I remember Big Brother 5 when...
You get a robe?
Yeah, you get the robe. And then Jace discovers... I think they still get the robe. But when Jace discovers... He's in that tiny little gold room or whatever, and he discovers the secret camera, and he shows the four horsemen. He's like, look, guys, and he's like, the TV screen like scrolls down and you can see, and they're watching it. Just the magic of that scene, like,
yes, the best. So good great. Old days.
I just love that so much. Okay, all right. Ona Crocker says, why is nobody targeting Austin? He has two numbers with Liz and Julia. The twins will never turn on each other, and Austin will do what Liz says. Those three together are a dangerous trio. Yeah, Willow, what do you think about that? That Austin, he was in huge hot water for a little while there, and now he's sort of gotten away with going back into the shadows a little bit. Nobody seems to be that concerned about him.
And I think we need to literally give Austin credit where credit is due. And I think we're not giving him enough. I know I'm not. And Austin, I'm sorry. Because I actually was pulling for you. You're in my pool. Boy, I'm sorry. And Big Brother, we don't like how some people play, and we don't really agree, or we're like, oh, it's not with my favorite person or the personality. But Austin getting himself out of last week was amazing. Like, he literally, like, he had everyone against him, but what? One person?
Yeah. Like, yeah. Everybody.
And like I said, he's literally, he's told people, I love Liz. I want love over the half a million. He's told people this.
And right? even if I don't know if I don't think it's on purpose, but that is a great strategy because people are just thinking, oh, well, Austin doesn't really care. He just wanted to get to jury and that's whatever. But as soon as he gets closer and closer and closer and starts to smell that money, Willow. I don't know. I think he's doing a good job.
He's doing a great, and he's got those two girls with him, and he's protecting them. And those girls are so smart to keep him. So I think Austin, you know, is doing a great job and a great, like I said, he helped Julia get in, right? He was selling it. He's like, that's a number for us. If anybody came to me and was like, I got a twin sister or a twin brother coming in 2 weeks, I'd be like, you're out now. Go. Like, I vote to evict you now.
Yeah,
like,
absolutely.
No. Like, so he, you know, sold them in, he got them in, he's protecting them. I think that's his gameplay, and that's Austin. Kudos to you. And as they get closer, I can see that in final three. The twins and Austin.
Absolutely. At this point, maybe not all three of them, but I could see, I wouldn't be so incredibly surprised at this point to see two of them in the final three or final four.
Yeah.
Although I wouldn't really be surprised if anybody being in the final three or final four at this point. I think that all of them really have that potential for sure. Okay. Ashley's dream board asks, if there was an all winner season of BB17, who do you think would win? So this is something that Julie Chen mentioned in an interview. I think it was Entertainment Tonight. And she was talking about how she wants another all-star season with just all winners. That would be great. Realistically, though, I don't think we would see Dr. Will. I don't think we would see Dan, and I don't think we'd see Evil Dick, because those guys have all publicly said that they're not going to play again. So if those three are not playing, Willow, in an all winter season, Big Brother 18, who you got?
Oh, who do I got? Danielle Reyes. I think she can do it again.
But Daniel Reyes didn't win.
Oh, she keeps saying, I'm sorry. This is redemption. Oh, I see. I'm thinking
it's
redemption.
Only winners.
Daniel, I want you back to redemption. Oh,
I would love to see. If it was an all-star, give me Daniel Reyes too. Yeah. But.
You know, I think we could do. could Derek do it again?
So many good winners.
Yeah, yeah. I know, this is hard.
It's very hard, right?
Could Derek do it again? That's my thing.
I think Derek would definitely have a chance.
I think Derek could do it again. Yeah. I think he definitely could. Andy, I love Andy.
Andy, yes.
You know what? And I think, like, you know, it's great social game. Andy, I love you. He is good at comps. Like, he doesn't get like the credit where he deserves the credit to. But I think Andy could do it again too.
Andy doesn't get enough credit. No, he doesn't. Anything. So yeah, I'm with you. I think Andy for sure would be somebody who would be a guy to look for. I think Ian Terry too is somebody as well.
Yes.
The last three winners we had were great. Okay, Countryfied Diva asks, what do you think about people comparing Steve to Ian Terry? Seems Ian is more of a player. What do you think about that, Willa? Do you like Steve's game so far, and do you think he's got Ian Terry potential in him, or do you think that because he hasn't really been a huge presence in the house or on the show, that he's somebody we'll see go in the next couple of weeks?
Like I said, I've looked at this game completely different now when I just played it. And because even though that Steve's not getting a lot of airtime, or some of his DRs aren't really making sense, or like we don't really know where his head's at, doesn't mean he's not playing the game. So I do try to like watch the feeds when I can or read the updates, because I'm someone who didn't have that much airtime. And I promise you, like, I was playing that game 24/7. Everybody's playing that game 24/7.
Absolutely.
No one's at summer vacation, right? Like no one, you're playing that game. Your brain does not stop. So I've tried to see where Steve is at, and he is talking and he's trying to, he just needs to pick a side. With Ian Terry, he knew he was in alliance, and then he knew he had valuable information and he jumped alliances and he knew what to do there. And he was making stronger relationships. I'm worried about Steve because he's not making that strong connection with anyone really. And I need to know why his hate with Becky. I need to understand his hate with Becky.
Well, I think that was because a couple of weeks ago, Becky was saying that she wanted to go after Steve. And now this week, Becky won HOH and she put him up. So it was true that she was not the biggest Steve fan. And I think that's just human nature. If someone doesn't like you, you're not really going to like them back.
Okay.
So I think that's where that comes from. And yeah, I agree with you. I think that Steve is kind of in this interesting position, because if you look at Ian on Big Brother 14, at this point of the game is when he sort of jumped to the Quack Pack side of things. He was with Mike Boogie. He had a little bit of information, but then he kind of jumped ship. And now Steve is in a spot where he's got this really tight relationship with Vanessa. They have this alliance called the Students of Sound. And he also has his tight alliance with Johnny Mac called the Rock Stars, but neither of them are really his ride or die. And now Vanessa, he found out this week, actually last night, that Vanessa told Shelly about his alliance with Vanessa, Austin, and the twins called the Freaks and Geeks. So Steve was not too happy with Vanessa for leaking that information to Shelly. So maybe we will see Steve jump ship, come over to the James, Becky, Jackie, side, Johnny Mac side of things, Meg side of things, and go after this other side of the house. But I hope that Steve, he's doing a good job, I think, in my book so far, of just staying under the radar, laying low, because he doesn't need to do anything at this point. He doesn't need to stick his neck out for anything. But if he can manage to somehow, soon he's going to have to choose a side, and it's just going to be a matter of which side is the right one and if he chooses correctly. So should be very interesting here with our good pal, Steve Moses. Okay, Lisa Fisher says, hey, Jordan, first off, I love you and Ian. Wow, thank you very much, Lisa. Willow, you look so beautiful. Well,
thank you.
There you go. I agree. Willow always looks beautiful. My question is, how will Becky proceed with being HOH this week when she has been badly playing the middle and helping out Clay and Shelly mainly? Will Shelly Vanessa get into Becky's ear and send home Austin or Steve? And will this backfire on her because of the double eviction? So we talked about this a little bit earlier. So just a prediction for the week. Do you think Becky's ultimate plan is going to work, or do you think it's going to blow up in her face?
Like I said, it goes on that POV draw, and it goes on how much Vanessa's putting in work, right? Like, she's a talker. She can, and especially if Vanessa goes up to with Shelly and, you know, gives Becky a really good deal, or like, they, you know, and Becky wants to hear, because again, like, Becky's not even that tight with anyone either, right? She's playing both sides. So if these two girls come with her, you know, and Becky feels like she can really trust her, like, you know, it's smart to throw Austin or one of those twins under the bus. But like I said, that veto draw, like I bet you no one's gonna make a decision until the veto is won, right? Like she can be like, yeah, I'll think about it. But once that veto, like the draw goes and then someone wins it and there's opportunity, she'll start listening and making deals. But other than that, like, and you know this too, and I know this too, like no one really talks till after veto.
Yeah, exactly. And before that, it's all speculation. Anybody who talks prior to that, before the draw or who wins the veto, it's just not really going to work for you. That you saw Big Brother Canada 3, Cindy with an S, talking in the bathroom before the veto draw even happens. And look what happened to her. So
check your toilets, guys. Check your bathroom.
Check your toilets. That's a lesson for Big Brother and for life. Okay, Jeremiah Yap. Oh, not this question. I clicked on the wrong one. We'll get rid of that one. We don't need that question. If you're watching this live,
in this town?
No, that question we'll ignore. Sorry. Okay. For the those of you listening in the audio archives, if you want to fast forward to about the 58 minute mark of this on YouTube, you'll see what question just popped on the screen for a little bit there. But
Jordan, did you write that? I bet Jordan wrote that.
No, I swear that was not me that wrote that. Okay. Jeremiah Yap wants to know, Willow, would your potential takeover have been the introduction of the triple eviction?
No, absolutely not.
You wouldn't want to see a triple this season, Willow?
No, I love a double too. And we were, but triple, like, and maybe if we keep doing it, but like, I think even the triple threw us off because we didn't really understand, like, it was so weird. Like you're saving.
Didn't understand it. Yeah.
We didn't understand it. We weren't expecting it. It's like, kind of like, even, yeah, the double's always a surprise, but you kind of like, it's still.
You're ready for it.
Ready
yeah.
For it, right?
You know, and again, coming.
You still go to vote to evict someone. You're going in there. Yes. And I think, and we all know who I went up. But that's okay. But anyway, you go in there, it's weird. The triple to me, I don't think you need to send home two people like that, like put three people on the block and then do that. But that's, I probably am bitter because I went home like
no,
that.
I think it's great TV. I just think that for the players, I think that it's awful because really for some, also for you and for someone like Kevin, how do you play defense against that? You can't really do that. It's so hard. And it felt so awful for you guys, but
if you're going to do it, it's another instant to me. That's just, it's right. Just have another instant.
Yeah.
If you're going to do
something like that. Yeah.
Want to go two more instants and call it a night. That's fine. But I mean, great TV as a fan, I probably would be like, yeah, but now I'm like, oh, triple.
Oh, hell no. We ain't having no more triples up in here. Willow.
Do not. No,
no. Okay. The BB president says, fans are happy that Vanessa is being targeted, but shouldn't Becky target Julia, Liz, or Austin? A threesome in the final 10 is too dangerous. Yes, right?
We are saying that. That's what we're saying. You feel us, president.
Yes. The BB president, knows what's up.
The BB president. Barack Obama's probably watching this.
Oh, yeah, probably. Okay, Ellie Elizabeth wants to know, do you think Becky and Johnny Mac can be the next power couple? They work together and no one seems to see them as a couple because they tell people they don't talk game and they keep their distance. Yeah, this is something that is interesting that Ellie Elizabeth brings up. Willow, do you think that there's potential here? Because I saw last night, or I don't know if it was the other day, I can't remember, sometimes it gets all mixed up with me, but Steve and Johnny Mac were talking and Steve bet Johnny Mac that he would be able to make out with Julia in Jury House. And then he said that Johnny Mac has to be able to make out with Becky in Jury House if that happens. But don't you think,
why is everyone planning jury and making out and getting laid in jury? Like what?
I don't know, but
our jury was not like that. What?
Well, there were some things in our jury, but we won't get into that. But, but it's not that outlandish to say that Johnny Mac and Becky would not sort of become a couple here at some point down the road.
I've watched a bit, you know, because I do love Johnny Mac and I love Becky too. They have a little bit of chemistry and they have a flirt romance right now. They're definitely flirting it. And I think they definitely can be a power couple, like, especially if they don't see, like, people don't see them working together. That's the best kind, right? Because they're not going to put each other.
Yes, absolutely.
Your worst fear is like what just happened to Clelly, you know, and putting them up against each other. So, and again, they're both power, like they can win comps. socially great. Yeah, Becky, jump on the Johnny Mac train, and I would love, that's a great final two right there, if you ask me.
That would be very exciting. If that's right? The final two, that would be right? Awesome. Oh my gosh. Could you meet Becky and Johnny Mac final two? That'd be great. Okay. 604 Macho Man.
He's 604.
Real, yeah, he's real proper. He says, why did Austin call Clay his super coach when he voted him out? Was it from Clay giving him advice on romancing Liz?
Who knows?
What do you think about that?
I don't know. Like, was it him helping him bench press? I don't.
I think it's probably that. Yeah.
Okay.
Probably.
Okay.
That is probably. I would imagine that's what it is. But that's pretty funny. Okay, that was a proper question. Well done, Macho Man. Okay. What do you think about fan votes for eviction in France? It's like this for all evictions in RBB. And hi, by the way.
Oh.
Well, they tried that with Big Brother One. They tried that for Big Brother One. Didn't really work out the greatest. But what do you think if they did that for 1 week, or they were to do an America's HOH sort of deal, similar to Big Brother Canada 2? Would you like that, Willow, or no? Do you think just leave it as is and let's just keep the game how it is in Big Brother US?
No. Honestly, I would like that. I actually enjoyed it for season two. Yeah, it was heartbreaking to watch, and I know it's hard. And that was our biggest fear in there. Like, when's Canada's HOH, or, you know, is Canada going to vote us out? Or, like, I always thought that Canada was going to be able to actually vote out a player, and that's scary. But, you know, it's all about the fan interaction, but, like, mild. Like, you know what I mean? So I think, yeah, I think that and the U.S. has taken a few from Canada, right? A few little themes and stuff like that. So,
yeah, like the stage is now sort of, it looks like for the live shows, it looks like the Canadian one. And I'm not sure who did the jury deliberation thing first, if it was Dan in Canada or Will in the U.S. But that's a thing that both do now. So, yeah, maybe we could see something like that. I don't know if we necessarily need it, but I don't know. It'll be kind of maybe for a 1 week thing earlier on in the game. At this point, I wouldn't really want to see it just because there are so many heavy fan favorites.
Not now,
it would just be
no.
Too cheap, but maybe early on, it wouldn't be too bad. Okay. Ainsley Dubowek says, my girl, Willie, how much longer do you think the Sixth Sense is going to last?
Ah, you're my girl, Ainsley. Oh, what a sweetheart. It's still obviously, but it's crumbling already, right? They're losing members. So, and somebody's already the target again this week. So I think this is the last week, if you ask me. I think, you know, everybody's going to start scrambling and trying to cover their bases and everything like that. Like, people are going to start jumping ship now. Like, no one's, you know, those power alliances never, we know that they never work.
No, they don't. It's gotta be smaller. I guess the Quack Pack kind of, but even then they sort of had that one miscue with Brittany Haynes going home and all that jazz on BB14. And then Dan kind of brought them together, but yeah, that was a group of four. This is a group of, well, now five. So we'll see. We'll see. Aaron Bell says, do you think now that he's on the block and thinks he's safe, will Steve pull a Jordan Parhar and throw the veto? And we haven't seen Steve in a bikini brief. We don't know if he has the hot little hairy legs that JP.
Oh my God.
So do you think, what percentage wise, what do you think is the percent likelihood chance that our boy Steve Moses pulls a JP and throws the veto this week?
0.00, because I know my boy Steve Moses. He's given you shout outs. He's seen our season. He's watched you. He's not gonna make the same mistake twice. I know that. I know. Like, I have faith in Steve for sure. He saw what happened.
Yeah. For Steve's sanity and for his family, friends, and loved ones back home, and all of the Steve Moses fans out there, I really hope he doesn't do what I did. I really do. That would not be funny.
fall asleep on the comb.
That would be so bad. Yeah. Falling and taking a nap during veto, not a good idea. Never a good idea. Candace Walker asks, what's the biggest difference between watching Big Brother now that you have been in the house and played the game? Is it harder or easier? This is a great question, Willow. Yeah, what do you think about that?
Biggest difference?
Harder or easier?
It is harder to watch.
Yeah, right?
It is hard for a lot of reasons. One, because I'm bitter because we didn't win. So I don't know, let's ask Sarah Hanlon or John Party or anybody and see, like, you know, what's it like to watch and be like, oh, like, I feel like I accomplished something. But no, honestly, I watch it and I empathize a lot more. You know, I feel for these people because I just went through those emotions literally, what, 2 months ago, 3 months ago. So it's harder to watch. Like, I literally, I'm like, oh, I'm crying a lot more. And I would be so hard, like, watching the things. I'd be like, why are they crying? Like, get it together. And I'm crying for them now because I know I get it. I get it. So it's a lot harder to watch. And again, you want to be there and help them, or they're like, I wish I was in there. So it is a lot harder. Like, it changes your perspective completely. Would you agree, Jordan?
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. And I think it's a little different for us because both of us were huge fans of the show before, and we like lived, breathed, ate, slept Big Brother, and now we're coming out of the show and now it's just completely different. So yeah, it's weird. The sort of magic and the feeling of watching, it's just completely, it's hard to describe. It's one of those things that I don't think, unless you played it and you've been in our position before, you don't really know what it's like. But yeah, it's still, I still love Big Brother. It's just, yeah, it's just different now, but it's great. I mean, it's always going to be one of my favorite shows, and it'll be probably a part of our lives for
forever.
However, it's not going to consume us, but no, it'll be a part of us for sure. It will. Yes, it will not. No, definitely not. It definitely will not define me, because if it defined me, then I will probably go jump off a cliff and kill myself. So
no,
because I did so poorly. But OK, we'll go. This will be the last question here from the BB president. It's a great question. He says, who is the most well-positioned house guest to win BB 17 at this point? Willow, who's your winner pick?
Well positioned. I'm going to go with either Meg or Becky, depending how Becky's HOH goes this week. But I think my girl Meg right now is she's sitting at least for top three, in my opinion. Because again, people aren't even like not even throwing her name, and that's what you want to do.
Yeah, agreed.
You know, she's playing the game I wanted to play. Like, she is doing really well. She's not stepping on anyone's toes. Great social game. We just need her to win a comp here with those jello legs. Like, I love you, Meg. But she's not, she right now, like I said, at final 11 or whatever, still not even being like tossed really around, or, you know, being like, we got to get Meg. Oh, perfect. And now she's getting like such a tight bond with James and Jackie. So she's got really tight relationships. You know, and
Meg is really, she's really likable too. Right, I think that's right. Really going to help her.
Yes, exactly.
That's one thing that I think once, now that we've lived it, if you live with somebody who is just inherently likable and pleasant to be around, that's, you are already ahead of the game, because there are so many people when you're in there that you just cannot stand. And Meg ever going to make anyone really upset? I guess maybe if Shelly found out about the whole Clay situation, hashtag BB scandal. But right. I mean, I think I agree with you. I think it's a solid choice. I think for me, I think Vanessa's a little too far out in front. She was my initial winner pick. So for now, I don't know. I really still like Shelly's chances. I think Shelly is a really good player. And I think that now that Clay's gone, I think that she can, if she can make it past this week, she can hopefully build on some of her relationships further into this game. But it's like we mentioned earlier, there's no real front runner at this point. Anybody could walk away as the winner.
Vanessa, Shelly, and Meg, and even Jackie. These are and Becky. Actually,
Liz, Austin, any of these guys.
Actually, all the women right now are really, really strong. Like, they're, and like I said, like, even the boys were saying, the girls keep kicking our butt and winning these things, but like, the boys aren't even taking into perspective like of this. So yeah, I feel like a girl's gonna win though this season. Knock on wood.
Knock on wood. All right. Yeah, we're overdue for a girl winner. It's Big Brother 13 was the last time in the U.S. we had a female winner. We need one of those. That would be nice. Okay, so we're going to wind down here. I had a couple more questions that are not from the comments. There was one earlier that somebody was tweeting, Willow, and he wanted to know, Willow, tell us about the Donkey Kong story in the house.
Oh, you always want me to retell it?
Yeah, tell the Donkey Kong story for those that don't know.
It's a long one, but I'll try to like give you a synopsis of it. There's a link, like somebody tweeted out again, Nikki Rose, I think, like they have all the links, and I watched it again. It's so funny. But I was, I think, 2019, freshly going to the bars in Halifax, and I'm very naive, but I'm very friendly. And, you know, my friends like to go and have fun and maybe like make some friends to have sleepovers with, and that's not really my thing. But we met this group of guys, and we were just talking, and this guy's like, hey, do you like Donkey Kong? And just so we know, I love Nintendo. I love old school, like Mario Kart and Donkey Kong. And my friends are actually laughing in the living room right now because they know this story. Ashley, be quiet. So I go to, and he's like, yeah, Donkey Kong, do you want to play? And I'm like, for Super Nintendo? And he's like, yeah. I'm like, yeah, I'm coming. So my friends are like, Willow, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm coming with you guys. They're like, Willow's coming with us? What? So we go to this house. My friends go and do their thing. off with his friends. I go to his living room. There is no Super Nintendo. There is no Nintendo. There is no Donkey Kong. And he's like, oh, just come up to my room. I'm like, that's where Donkey Kong is. So we go up. There's still no game console. There is nothing.
How dare he?
Oh, and he tries to kiss me. I'm pissed. Anyway, I was traumatized, bawling my eyes out. Needless to say, I left. It was very dramatic. I ruined my friend's sleepover, as you say. And now the joke is, now for years and years on the road, it's like, does he have Donkey Kong if I'm dating him? Or like, you know, so. And actually, when I went home to Halifax, my brother, Richard, if you're watching this, which you probably is, my brother Richard is so sweet.
What up, Richard?
He literally was like, you want to play Donkey Kong? And we actually have it. We have Super Nintendo with Donkey Kong. And I was like, yeah, I want to play it.
Donkey Kong is great. I love Donkey Kong. Now, recently, there were some pictures of you smooching another person, Willow, that some people are curious about. Allison White from Big Brother Canada 2. Now, does Allison have Donkey Kong in her house?
No, Alice. I don't know, Jordan. I don't know.
So she doesn't have Donkey Kong in her house? So.
I don't know. I don't know what Allison has at her house, Jordan. I don't know.
So how are things going with Allison right now? Are you guys like, what's the situation with that going on?
Jordan?
What? What's wrong?
I don't know. Like, why are you asking me about Allison right now? Like, that has nothing to do with anything.
You guys are together, no?
Jordan, like, you're an idiot. Oh my god. No, I don't, like, talking about Allison has nothing to do with, like, BB17 right now. Like, Willow and Allison's relationship.
But the fans want to know about Willison.
Oh my god, Jordan, don't do this right now. Like, this, you have to be joking. You're joking, right? You're done.
I don't know what to say. I thought this was something that you would be willing to talk about.
It doesn't matter about my relationship with Allison or not with Allison or whoever. Like, it does not matter at all. Like, I don't even know why you're asking me about this at all.
So, yes or no?
Jordan, honestly, like, just drop it. Just, I swear to you, like, just drop it. Just.
No, but I'm just curious. Like, what? Like,
Jordan?
I don't get why you don't want to talk about this.
Jordan, I swear to God, I'm going to come fly to Vancouver and break your phone. I will smash your phone.
You're going to smash my phone? No, but it's.
Yeah, I'm going to smash.
You're not going to smash my phone, are you?
I'm going to smash your phone.
No, you're not. No. Like, just say hi to my friends. You don't
want to. No, I don't want to say hi to your friends. I don't want to say hi to anyone. I don't want to tell you what relationship or who I'm with. No, I'm going to smash your phone.
I thought we were pals, Willow.
No, Jordan, I'm pissed. I'm actually going to smash your phone. I'm coming to smash your phone.
No, don't smash my phone. Oh my gosh. Wow. Is Willow gone? Wow. Willow has left this call. So, oh my goodness. Well, we were pretty much at the end of this episode anyway, so we're going to have to cut this one, bring this one to a close. Well, I guess Willow didn't really like talking about Allison too much. So, anyway, wow, we had a BB scandal of our own on the Big Brother Happy Hour this week. Very, very, very interesting. Oh, geez, I guess I got myself in some hot water. But, oh, well, thank you guys very much for tuning into this episode of the Big Brother Happy Hour. If you want to tweet myself and let me know what you thought about this episode, I am at Jordan Parhar. And if you want to tweet Willow, she is at @low_faith. Hopefully she hasn't blocked me after this, but... Yes, thank you so much for tuning in. This is a great, great fun time. I love chatting with Willow. The end there. I'm really sorry about that, guys. Hopefully Willow doesn't come smash my phone. And hopefully, yeah, she just left the broadcast very abruptly. I don't really understand what's going on there. But anyway, thank you guys for tuning in. Hashtag for this episode. I really like the Donkey Kong story. So if you guys want to use #DonkeyKong and tweet at us and let you know what you thought about this show, that would be great. Or if you want to, I'm trying to think of another hashtag. I guess we had a BB scandal of our own at the end of this episode. So if you want to tweet #Willison, you can do that as well. And thank you very much for tuning in. You can, if you want to support Rob as a podcast, you can do so by going to robhasawebsite.com. Become a patron of Rob Has a Podcast. So robhasawebsite.com/patron. If you want to learn more about that, you can support the show. If you want to support this show, you can subscribe on iTunes by going to robhasawebsite.com/happy hour. That is happy hour with an R at the front. And if you also want to leave a review for us on iTunes, that would be great. It would really support us if you could do so. We're already in the new and noteworthy section of iTunes, so that would be awesome. So if you go on iTunes, go to the Big Brother Happy Hour, leave a review. The end of the season, I will be doing a 30-minute Skype call with one lucky person, or maybe not so lucky person, who wins a little draw I'm going to do for everybody who left a review, and we'll have a great chat. It's going to be a lot of fun. So thank you again so much for tuning in. Next week, I'm going to be joined by Sarah Miller from Big Brother Canada 2. She's supposed to be my guest this week, had a little bit of a scheduling conflict, so she will be joining us next week. Going to be a great show. We'll be talking about Trainwreck Becky and everything that happened on her HOH. It's going to be a great time. Okay, well, for Willow McDonald, I'm Jordan Parhar. Hashtag Donkey Kong. Hashtag Willison. We'll talk to you soon. Take care. Peace out.